Welcome to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. Today we're diving into a conversation that's going to be all about empowerment, transformation, and unlocking your full potential. Our guest is someone who has spent her life helping women redefine their stories, embrace their power, and lead boldly with purpose. She's a trailblazer in the field of leadership development and an internationally recognized women's global high performance and leadership coach, and the creator of the frameworks that inspire women to think big, embody authenticity, and break free from self-doubt. Join us today is Nicola Salta, the visionary who has helped us countless women reset and retrain their brains for a positive, focused mindset, leading lives in business in a complete alignment with those who are in core. And in this episode, Nicola is going to share with you how to lead boldly by owning your own values, your voice, and your story. Tear down those walls of the imposter syndrome so you can play big instead of playing small and achieve one bold breakthrough that could transform your entire life professionally or personally. And now, here's the exciting part. Nicola has a special webinar coming up on the 11th, packed with actionable strategies to help you embrace bold leadership and redefine success when what success actually means to you. So if you're ready to break free from fear, step into authentic power and lead like the future depends on it, because it does. Stick with us and let's dive into Nicola's Salter. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. What an amazing introduction. I think that's probably the best ones I've ever heard since I've been doing this. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, Nicola, your work has helped countless women redefine themselves and access their power. What inspired you to become a woman's global high performance and leadership coach?
It was a gradual process. It was a journey for me. I've been doing it for 30 years, and I can't believe I've been doing it this long. But it was really in I was working in London, England, and I was working in the corporate field there, and it just struck me the glass ceiling that most women were hitting back at that time, and it was far worse than it is now. And I just found myself naturally drawn to talk to these women who were complaining and moaning that they couldn't get promoted or there was so much chauvinism around, and they were what I called leading small. And I would say, you need to lead big. Back in the day, that was my language, you lead big, not having had the coaching training back then. And so it was a natural evolvement for me to work with women and to really, I was excited to see them thrive. And I watched very curiously when they started to change their mindset and build more confidence and self-belief, they began to excel at work. And in those days, I have to say this, the men did get the deciding factors on whether you got a promotion or not. And it was 90% men running it, the place. And so I got firsthand working that way with women and really noticed that it was just a small tweak that we had to make a change. And it was self-confidence and really knowing ourselves and not putting everyone else first.
Yes, I like that. Now, you often talk about the idea of bold leadership begins with self-awareness. How can women start developing this type of awareness in their lives and in business?
Well, excuse me. Before we can lead anyone, we need to know how to lead ourselves. And what that means is, you got to know what your non-negotiables are, what you're
Yes.
ready to stand up for, what you're not ready to let go of. And so knowing your values, your voice, and your story is super important. When you're going into leading boldly. And leading boldly doesn't mean to say leading a team of people all the time. It's leading your life, leading your relationships, how you show up, and really identifying, like I said, what are your non-negotiables, and really recognizing within yourself what parts of you have you silenced in order to feel safe in leading. And we tend to
Right.
do that as women. We tend to play small, I mean, humility is great, of course, there's a place for that. But we are less likely to speak up and shine so easily.
That's so true. That's so true. Now, before we lead others, you emphasize that we need to lead ourselves. Can you share what that journey looks like for someone navigating self-discovery and leadership at the same time?
Yeah, so it's a tricky one. I feel it's a fabulous experience for women when they step into leadership because the leadership becomes an extension of who they are. And as women in these roles, it's important that we don't abandon ourselves, that we really value our community. We stay connected with our family. We have that foundation at home that's very safe and strong for us that we can rely on when things get tough. It's about not giving up those parts of your life that are important. So if you want to go to your Pilates class, if you want to go to yoga, you know, it's making sure you keep that balance in your life so that you can have enough capacity to lead. And it's really keeping those values and keeping in touch with your community and making sure that you are always connected to your why. You know, why am I doing this?
I like that. Now you say bold women don't abandon themselves to lead. They lead from themselves. What does it mean to truly lead from authenticity? And how can women ensure that they don't silence themselves in the process of leadership?
Well, I think with authenticity, it's being truthful with yourself. You really have to be truthful. If you're in a situation, for example, where you feel unsure or unconfident, that's when you go and get yourself a coach. You know, there's no way you can know everything. There's learning, there's personal development, and it's okay. We all do that. You can't be expected to know everything when you arrive. It takes time. It's a journey. And remembering that all the experiences you've had in the past, all the experiences you're about to have, are grooming you. They count. And it's being curious about them rather than beating yourself up if you make a mistake. Look at the mistakes as that learning curve that's really helping you develop. There, it's a beautiful way of transforming. What was the other question? Sorry.
I had mentioned that how can women ensure that they don't silence themselves in the process of leadership? That was the last thing I had said to you.
Yeah, they don't silence themselves. So again, you know, sometimes we can go with what the masses are saying. And we fit in rather than belonging. And we go along with what the masses are saying, and we can silence that part of ourselves that might disagree. And then we silence because we're afraid of speaking up or being judged. And that can be something that happens for women a lot. And so it's working with someone, maybe a therapist, a coach again, with someone on identifying where you go silent, because usually there's an emotional code there that's come from the past that is like a survival mechanism for you. And that survival mechanism is saying, oh, don't say anything, you're going to get judged. You know what that feels like, you know, in a subconscious way. And of course, that's going to interfere with the progress of your leadership and bringing amazing, fabulous ideas to the table that are going to be outside of the box. And that's what leadership is about. You know, it's seeing the bigger picture, it's seeing the bigger perspective.
I know it took me years to get to the point where I felt like I could actually speak up for myself and actually say what I feel. For years, I just kind of kept quiet and went along with so many things, even when I disagreed with them in my head. And, I wish, that I was more like I am today when I was in my 20s or 30s,
I know. It just funny, gee. If I knew back then what I know today, gosh, life would have been incredible. But that's again, as you've said, it's the journey of life. This is how we grow. I think we become fabulous as we get into our 50s
Oh,
because of
we
all the
do.
experience that we now have and stories to share. And I hope that we can share those with the young ones to help build their confidence and, you know, self-esteem and self-worth.
Yes, definitely. Now you challenge the idea of imposter syndrome being a lie. That is a resistance-based fear. Now, can you elaborate on how women can release their imposter and step into a bold identity?
Yeah, I mean it's imposter syndrome. I'm not good enough. Why me? Someone else is out there doing it better than me, or I won't be able to do that. And look at me. I know a few women who are running amazing, very large organizations, and they are still in that pleasing place of everyone and still can't quite understand how they've got to their CEO status. They're like imposters. I mean, it's quite humorous at times. And I do feel it's important to bring humor into this and almost laugh at yourself, really. It's like, what are you doing? Look at what you achieved. It's looking at that window of accomplishments that you have had. And if you do slip into imposter syndrome of, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. How did I get here? Who's going to listen to me? Why do I count? It's a false story that you're giving yourself. And I've seen over the years, it's because oftentimes, I will say this, and I'm sure I'll get some backlash on it, is because you don't want to move forward. It becomes a crutch. I'm sorry. I know everyone's going to go, no, it's not. It's a crutch. It's a reason not to move forward. It's so easy to sit in the discomfort of pain and poor me, and I'm not good enough, rather than take the next step and raise the bar and go up to the next level of, no, I've got this. This is my next move. I can do this. So it's working with that as a understanding it can be a crutch of for not moving forward, and to ask yourself to sit in the discomfort of it and really do a lot of self reassurance and self talk and self therapizing on what the heck are you talking about here? You know, and really observing yourself and that tendency to self-sabotage through imposter syndrome.
Now, many women wait until they feel they're ready before they step into a bold leadership. But you've said that confidence comes from action. How can someone take bold action even when they fear and they feel nervous and overpowered?
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel it's really important to take baby steps towards confidence, to be able to lead boldly. And what you can do is, doesn't even have to be work related. It can be something that you've thought about doing for a long time, like playing the guitar, for example, and saying, you know, what's the worst thing that could happen if I took lessons, right? Am I going to fail? I might. Or let me try because it's worth having the journey. So you go and sign up for lessons, or you start, working and studying online, or you buy the guitar first, however that works, and you take one small step. So you go and get the guitar, and the guitar's sitting there, you're like, okay, now I need lessons. Okay, what's the worst thing that could happen? Okay, I'm gonna do two lessons. Okay, two lessons. They go well or they don't. And you might be like, do I need to continue with this? So it's constantly taking baby steps to do something. It doesn't have to be in the arena of work. In fact, I often find people do confidence building methods outside of work and then it spills back into work.
I that's so true. It's so true. Because when you have confidence, it shines everywhere. It shines at work, it shines at home, it shines when you're in an event around a people and at work also, and people start to look at you differently. And some people might even start to feel intimidated because they want to be where you're at, because having confidence is not easy. It's something that you have to work at. It's not something that we're born with, but it's something that we have to work at. And the more we work on ourselves, the better we become.
Yeah, and I do think as well, it comes down to remembering that you're part of a group consciousness. We're all in this together. It's not just you who is the round peg in the square hole. A lot of us can feel that way and feel unconfident, and you have solutions and answers that people want to hear. And they do want to hear. And this is why it's so important to know your why. in leadership, what people come to you for, what strengths you have. Like I said earlier, women were coming to me just naturally to talk about their disappointments at work and their frustrations, and really not knowing what to do next to be able to move up the ladder. And that was my strength. I got to hear and I got to talk and listen. I seem to be good at listening, and that's where mine came from. And I suddenly realized I was giving solutions and people were appreciating it because they were asking for it. So, each of us has a unique gift, and knowing your why and what that is something I do in my Redefine Yourself program. I help women identify their why and their purpose so that they can understand how to move forward confidently because they have a bigger purpose to reach. And then suddenly, confidence is no longer an issue because they've got a bigger perspective of why they're here.
Yes, so true. Now, your framework places a huge emphasis on purpose-driven leadership. How do you help women connect their why and align their leadership with true values?
So it's a course of coaching over 3 months where I help women find meaningful patterns in their lives and then help them express these meaningful patterns. And it's difficult when you've when you're in your own life to join the dots together of why you stand out. And so it's a mixture of doing the Clifton strengths, where you identify, your key strengths, core skills, and then also a method and exercise that I do one-to-one with you, where we define how you were as a child, we define what inspires you, we define what motivates you, and a lot of it is also based in childhood. And I'm literally translating what you loved in childhood and bringing it into what I call a soul's mission statement. And combining it with where you are at today. And it's really amazing how once you have this why, this purpose statement that we build together, it really gets much easier to stay on track and focused with building a life and career where you are leading boldly, because you're leading from the heart, you're leading from who you really are, and you understand that better. So we spend 3 months going through that, plus obviously what's holding you back, and then the impact you want to make and what your values are, what's important to you, what makes you sit up and stand up for people and what you care about, and also the impact that you make. It's so interesting. We and it's like you, Stacey, you do these great podcasts and these other master classes that you do, and you offer this information and you just don't realize where it's going. People are running with that information that you're providing, and it's changing lives, and all of us are changing lives, and sometimes we don't know it.
It's very true. A lot of times we don't realize it. Now, you encourage women to think big and strive for one bold breakthrough. Can you share a practical ways that someone could identify with the breakthrough that they want to aim for personally and professionally?
Yeah, so it's a breakthrough for you that if you didn't accomplish this breakthrough, how would you feel? So it's got to be a breakthrough that, so for example, my one breakthrough this year is to seriously pitch my new book. Because one of my hesitations is to not sell myself all the time. That's a breakthrough for me to say, right, I'm going to really step into this and create a plan and a goal. And by the end of the year, I will have pitched 100 publishers, let's say, right, agents. So choose a breakthrough for yourself that is a bit of a stretch, and choose 1 to 3. I had one client last week, and she said, my breakthrough will be to express my voice this year. So I said to her, how do you want to do that? And she said, I want to go and do speaking. And she's from a culture where women don't they're not seen in this particular culture. So this was a very big step for her. And know your breakthrough that you would really, really like to strive for this year, and how you're going to go about it. What does that look like for you? And even if it feels like a stretch,
Yes.
that's the one that you should aim for.
Oh, definitely. Now, can you explain how values and non-negotiables and personality stories shape how we lead boldly? And how important is it for women to know these elements of themselves?
Hey, can you repeat that? I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Can you explain how values, non-negotiables, and personal stories shape how we lead boldly?
Yes. When you have your values, and what's really important to you, this comes up in your leadership, in the way you connect with people and respect them, and
Yes.
that you also respect their values, the people who work for you or the team that you work with. It's a form of respect because you know how important your values are to you. So your values might be to, be spending time with your family every Sunday, or your values might be to be volunteering every Saturday.
Right.
The values are a healthy balance in your life. So it's
Yes.
not just about work. You don't lose sight of that, and you don't get consumed by work, and it's less overwhelming when you stand by your values. The non-negotiables, it's similar to your values. The non-negotiables are basically what is it that you are not going to let go of in your leadership? And it might be that you have, let's say, strong opinions and you're very creative, and you might decide, I'm not going to just fit in with everyone else. I'm going to make sure my creativity rises. I'm going to make sure that I keep my boundaries, even when someone's really pushing me, and I'm not going to break my boundary just to please. Right? So that's a non-negotiable. And your story, in terms of your story, it really is important for you to remember the journey of how you got here, because it creates not only your purpose and your why, but it's a strength in remembering the accomplishments that you've had and the windows of success, and then also the windows of mistakes. And quite often, we will often talk about our mistakes more than we do our successes. And it's in that story of mistakes that others can connect with us, because we show our vulnerability and our rawness that we made mistakes too, but this is how we grew from it. This was our story.
That's so true. Now, during the challenging times, how can women connect to their strengths and embody bold leadership, especially when external forces might be making them feel small?
Yeah, I think all of so many women I'm talking to right now are feeling that perhaps they're not good enough, because the economy's not as strong as it was, or they're doing something wrong, or maybe their products and services are no longer needed. And this self-doubting is really showing me that they're not really knowing who they are, and they're not there's no self-belief. They're losing themselves in the conflict that's going on around them. So I would recommend that you keep your eye on the news, you keep your eye on some media, but try and switch off from all of the other media that's not really serving a purpose. It's just gossipy. Try and stay in terms of like listening to music that's nourishing while you work, having conversations with your friends that you find nourishing. Being in renewing situations rather than situations that drain you is really important. So it's like a form of self-care right now, in terms of really focusing on your well-being, your emotional well-being, your physical well-being, your mental well-being, and practicing that art of not minding and trusting that what you're doing has worked before, and this is a hiatus, if you want to look at it like that. And if you're pivoting in a career because maybe there's layoffs or funding has gone away, take this moment as a pivot, as a fresh start, and that change is good, and that this will work, and you will find a new path, and you're going to take steps to do that, and maybe get yourself a therapist, coach to help you with that, or good friends who can support you through the process. So those are some of the things I suggest.
I agree with you totally. I think sometimes, you do, if things aren't, especially now with the economy, the results you had before might not be the results you have now. And, instead of just realizing that, we look, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? And then, I think too is sometimes, talking to a coach is great. Talking to a friend too that reminds you where you were and where you are now. And also maybe keeping a little journal and keeping tabs of where you were before and where, what you're up to now and how you had such a huge stride along the way. I think sometimes can reinforce our self-doubt and our self-esteem.
No, I agree. And journaling is a good idea. I would add to what you just said. I would say, ask yourself in this time, what would the boldest version of you do in this situation? So you might be feeling sorry for yourself. So what, take that boldest part of you and like look at that boldest part. Okay, what would she do now? What would she do in this situation? You'll be surprised at the answer that comes. She might say, take a vacation. She might say, run. I mean, or she might say, I think it's time to look for something else, or put this on the shelf, come back to it in 6 months. Any number of answers could come, but what's the boldest version of you telling you to do?
Now you teach that bold leadership isn't a one-time event, but it's a mindset and it's a practice. How can women integrate the principles of bold leadership into their daily routines?
I think it is a case of being very curious about and present in the way you're reacting to situations and the choices you're making, and taking a moment before you answer a question or before you make a choice. It's about slowing down and thinking things through. And if you don't know the answer, seeking help when you need the answer. As I said earlier, it's okay if you don't know. And it's okay if you don't feel okay. And if you don't feel okay on that day, just know you can put things on hold. You know,
That's
it's
so true.
really knowing yourself. It basically comes down to self-awareness.
Yes, that's very true. Now, you often suggest that asking yourself, am I showing up as the woman I am becoming, or am I outgrowing? And how does this help women transition into their next chapter of growth?
Well, I think it's exciting. I think it's motivating to think about the woman you're becoming, and as you're raising the bar on potential, and not just financially, but also just in your personal transformation. And you're not completely leaving that old you behind. You're bringing all that you've learned from that old you into this newer version of yourself. I think taking steps to your future self is based on your current thinking. Okay. So if your current thinking is draining and in the negative, you will continue that pattern. If you can shift into more renewing, uplifting, even if you have to pretend it sometimes, moments of thought and feeling, that's the woman you're becoming. And it may take time. It can take up to 264 days to make a change in your brain. But if you can educate your brain to start having more renewing thoughts, and also you feel, The
Yeah.
brain gets used to that and it becomes a natural for your brain to start being that way because it'll create new neural pathways.
I
So
love
you're
that.
is that going to the gym? You're doing a new exercise for your brain to become the woman that you want to be.
No, and it's so important to take that time out to reestablish new things, to reset your brain, to reset how you feel, to be have that self-awareness, and everything will start to come together as time goes on when you start to implement all these different strategies that you've mentioned today. Now, you said that bold isn't the same as loud, but it's aligned. How can women balance their pressure as seen as an assert being assertive while staying rooted in their authenticity?
Yes, there's a grace that comes in this. It's a gracefulness. A lot of times we can be loud because we haven't been heard or seen.
Yeah.
There's some emotional work to be done there. So if you catch yourself being loud, shouting, speaking up, ask yourself, why am I raising my voice to be heard? There's one thing. So that's the loudly piece. It's an emotional component. It's a reaction. Boldly is more inner strength and confidence and grace and knowing your purpose, knowing your values, knowing your story. That all combines together to give you that boldness of being. And you can just feel it in women. You can just feel that they've done the work. And if you're listening to this thinking, oh, I haven't done the work yet, you probably have, but or doing it. Start by looking at the one strength that you would like to work on for yourself.
I love that. Now, you have an incredible webinar on April 11th, tailored to leading women boldly. Can you share with the attendees what they'll gain from joining and how this ties into your signature framework?
So this is part of my Redefine Yourself program and masterclass actually I've got coming in September. What you're going to gain is a no fluff session, all right, that's designed to help you lead with purpose, own your voice, going to give you some tips for owning your voice and taking some bold action in your life so you don't have to wait around for permission to do things. You're going to be then given the opportunity to do a breakthrough call with me about one breakthrough you want, and I'll do this whole Redefine Yourself 30-minute call with you, which is a free call. And then you'll be invited to a masterclass that I'm having in September, or to actually join my one-to-one 3-month coaching program. So the actual webinar on the 11th will help you reclaim your voice. I'm hoping we'll give you methods to help you reclaim your voice and step into your true leadership style, break free from imposter syndrome and perfectionism, and lead from purpose and not pressure, right? And stop you dimming your light to fit in. And I want to help you lead like the future depends on it, because for someone it does. And if you don't do it, someone else will. And we're also going to have Stacy, who is going to join us. I'm so excited, talking about her story and leading with purpose and how you got to be where you are today, which I think is going to be extremely useful for everybody to hear.
Now, I'm really excited about doing this. I love how you have helped so many women redefine themselves, and how you have helped so many women get out of their shell that had so much more potential than they actually let out because of fears and imposter syndrome and just being in environments that made them feel that they were kind of impressed in a world that they didn't fit into when they actually did. And for some of the key points or takeaways from the webinar that listeners can expect to walk away with, especially when they let go of their self-doubt or their imposter syndrome, what are some of the things that will, some big impacts that this webinar will help women walk away with?
I think mainly it'll be understanding that you provide solutions. that you're here to do that. And you don't just need a reason to lead. You are the reason, you yourself. And this is about bringing it back home to each of us, that you're letting, when you reconnect to who you are, you let go of your imposter story, sorry, and you identify the solution that you stand up for, which we'll be talking about, and you name your breakthrough for what you want to accomplish this year. The webinar is going to be very motivating and inspiring to basically kick you into action to achieve your goals for this year, at least one of your goals that you might feel is a stretch. And there's a lot of perspectives around it too, and ideas that you'll gain that perhaps you haven't thought about, and that will build more strength in how you want to build your leadership and connect with people and feel good about being a leader, you know? Yeah.
Definitely. Now, for women listening to this podcast who might not feel ready to embrace bold leadership yet, why should they take the opportunity to come to your webinar and start shifting their mindset?
I think for anyone, whether we're at work, whether we're at home, it's important to hear inspiration and motivating messages about how your mindset works, how you can shift that, how you can redefine yourself. Are you living your life from fear, or are you living in your truth? Whatever you're doing, you're here to provide a solution. And there's a motivating factor there, I think, for anyone who feels like they want to make a change at some level. They will get something from this webinar. There's going to be something there for them that will resonate with them, and hopefully they'll be able to take a step towards that. And it's all applicable, the information I'm providing, whether it's on a personal level or a career or work-based level.
I love it. Now, in your webinar, you'll be diving into the breakthroughs and the purpose-driven leadership. Can you share how it's designed to help women redefine their success and lead with impact and fulfillment?
So, yeah, I mean, that I'll be giving an overview on that, because we're only at 30 minutes in the webinar. What you will get is more of a detail. You'll get a handout given to you at the end of the webinar, which will ask you a series of questions. Things like write down three words that describe when you're at your best. What parts of you have you silenced in leadership that you're ready to reclaim? What would the boldest version of you say or do in a situation that's negative? What change do you feel called to create in your life, industry, or community? So there's some pretty poignant questions that you're going to get asked, that you can take time to complete after the webinar and set up a session with me, and we will go through these. And I will give you some pointers and directions, guidance, to help you accomplish what you want to, you know, what you stated you want to accomplish. And also share with you about the Redefine Yourself coaching program that I can help you with to redefine yourself too. So it'll be more detail at the end in the handout that you're given, but really pointed questions that are going to have you thinking.
I love it. Now, this will be recorded too. So if someone can't make it for any reason, they could sign up and they'll get a recording of it, correct?
Totally, totally. And I'm still available for you to reach out and you know, set up an appointment with me so we can really have something meaty to work with about what you want to accomplish and look at where you're at now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. And I like the questions, I'm looking at them right now. You know, I want you to know what you will stop tolerating that dims your leadership. I mean, are there people in your life that keep pulling at you that you're just putting up with and you're tolerating? And now, no, I don't need to do this. I can set boundaries. What is one action, one bold action that you're going to start practicing this week? When you feel small or stuck, what is one affirmation you can create so that you can start shifting your mindset?
Yeah, I love that. Now, looking back on your own journey, what were some of the pivotal moments of bold leadership that you had to embrace to become the woman you are today?
I think there was a time where, as I was raising the bar each time on the level of guidance that I was giving, I would sometimes slip into self-doubt. And when I realized that I'm a vessel and I have a unique type of information and perspective to share with women to help them reconnect with the magic that's inside them. And I will attract a certain type of woman that wants to do that. It helped me to build my confidence, recognizing that I got out of my own way. I'm like, I'm a vessel here. People come because they want to hear and share, and that's what I do. And if they don't, that's fine too. And the self-doubt was part of it. So that's when I started to really do some work on leading more boldly in terms of my mindset. And there's been a few. I think when I came to America from London, I had my sister here and my husband at the time, and I didn't know anyone else. I didn't know anyone else. So I had to really dig deep in terms of networking, confidence building, putting myself out there, all the things I really didn't enjoy doing. So that was a big part of it. So yeah, those are the two that come up in my mind. Yeah.
Now, as we wrap up, what would you say to women listening today who feel uncertain about their leadership potential but are ready to take the next step?
I would say that I think it's important to lead life without regret. And sometimes we have to have a traumatic event or we discombobulate to make a change. We can feel the urgency of it. I encourage you to really lead like your future depends on it without having to discombobulate and have a trauma. Just lead like the future depends on it, however you want to do that. You know, it's ultimately your choice on how you want to lead. I'm giving you options that you can cherry pick through and what resonates with you. I'm standing by you and walking with you, but really lead like the future depends on it. And if you don't do it, someone else will. And you've got such a unique voice. It's time for you to be heard and seen and share your expertise and also share your values, what's important to you.
Totally. Now, how can listeners sign up for your April 11th webinar, Leading Boldly and Owning Your Own Purpose and Potential?
Well, I think there's a link that's going to be attached to the show notes, but it's redefineyourselfmasterclass.com/leadboldly. So I think there'll be a link on the
We'll put that in the description also, so people have it.
So
What?
if you're done playing small and you want to really start taking some steps to raise the bar and lead more boldly with your voice, this will be a great webinar to come to, and we'll give you some great steps to actually implement from today.
I love it. And now, one final question. What bold breakthrough do you want to accomplish for yourself this year? And how does it basically work into your incredible work that you're doing with globally with women?
One bold breakthrough will be to, as I said earlier, to get my book published. It's called Finding Your Queen, and it connects with the work I'm doing because the book is based on all the work I've done for the last 30 years, working with thousands of women and combining ancient methods that women love, like space clearing and smudging and burning ceremonies, combined with traditional coaching in a way that they'll be able to pick up a book, cherry pick through it, and find options for living in their rawness, living with their flaws, and finding their brilliance.
I love it. I love it. Well, this has been amazing, Nicola. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I can't wait for the webinar. I'm very excited. And thank you so much for giving me the privilege to, share my story during the webinar as well. I'm looking forward to this, and I can't wait till April 11th comes so we can work together on this to get, and help so many other women, really, get out of their shell and learn how to be bold and learn how to get rid of that self-doubt and, really reach their full potential in life. Because, we don't realize it, but we have so much to give. And sometimes we don't realize the full potential of what we actually have within us that we could actually share and help so many others around us as well as ourselves.
Well said. And it's June 11th, and I think it's around 12 noon. I think it is your time. 1 p.m. Eastern time, June 11th. And I'm thrilled that you're going to be joining us. I'm honored. So thank you for coming on board. It's great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, this has been great. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and I can't wait to see you soon.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye bye.